We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Driving up after Sunday morning early, like 5 in the morning, coming up here for a day game from his visiting his parents in Maryland, and he got pulled over. There's nobody on the road. Trooper says, any reason you're going so fast? He said, officer, I'm just trying to keep up with the flow of traffic. Officer said, there's nobody else on the road. He said, you see how far behind I am?
Oh, Fransky and L.A. are back. It's a beautiful thing.
I wonder if I could try to use that.
I've actually gotten pulled over where I was. It was in South Carolina. I was driving with traffic. Like, literally, everybody was going 75 miles an hour, and I got pulled over because I was an out-of-state plate. So, it didn't work for me. That's for sure.
Yeah, but at least cars were still on the road, though.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of Larry Anderson, look who's with us. We haven't talked to L.A., and I don't know how. Larry, how long's it been? How are you?
I'm good. How you fellas doing?
Excellent.
Pretty good, L.A. Pretty good, brother. 4-0. We're doing great.
Yeah, like to hear it.
Yeah, so firstly, I mean, the bullpen, Larry, we know last year how bad it was with the bullpen. We're talking about almost historically bad, and it's been almost historically great this year. It's been amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any question if we had last year's bullpen, we'd be 0-4.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I mean,
seriously. I mean, I think what we went, I think Scott said we went 6 innings last year, 6 scoreless innings out of the bullpen once. That was our longest streak.
Wow.
And we went over 10 innings before Alvarado gave up a run yesterday. But I'll take one run and 10 innings out of the bullpen all year long.
Now, I mean, I think to a person like myself, right, we obviously see that there's a difference in having Alvarado out there. And even Neris looks even better this year. Is it just as simple as moving those guys out that were in there that were – not effective, and bringing in guys that seem like they have them in the roles where they are defined and these guys can thrive in them?
Well, I think that's part of it. They've got guys that have arms. They have, you know, we got 6 guys down there that throw 95 to 100.
Yep.
Something like that. But, you know, and the guys that don't, Brandon Kinsler, he's a sinker ball guy, he comes in, gets to play the game yesterday. He gets a ground ball. He's probably I don't mean to say it this way, speaking from somebody who was a soft tosser, but it compared to the rest of the guys, he's a soft tosser. I mean, I mentioned the fact yesterday after on the post game that he didn't throw 95 to 100 and it shocked him. He goes, I don't. but he knows how to pitch and he got the biggest out. It's just, but he's more used to a late in the game, but I think Joe's, you know, he's kind of named Neris the closer. I think he's going to use, you know, Archie Bradley and Alvarado set up, and Kinsler maybe fifth, sixth inning, although he used him, in the fourth inning yesterday. But he was shocked, too. He said, I couldn't even find my glove. I said, I wasn't prepared for that. But I don't think that everybody has a defined role, but I think Alvarado and Archie Bradley are going to be like setup guys for Neris. Other than that, there's not really defined roles, so it's just a matter of being ready to go in at any time. Coming in with Kinsler in that situation, it sets him up for success because he's a ground ball guy that can get the double play, and he did just that. And that to me was a ball game. And I think that's, plus having guys in there that can throw hard too. I mean, guys that throw 95 to 100, that makes a big difference. You can get away with some mistakes in that level.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And we're used to seeing the other teams with all the guys that throw in the upper 90s. Yeah. We actually have a couple now. Let's pause for a second, Larry, because I forgot. Every day at 4 o'clock, we give people a chance to win $1,000. You're eligible, too, I believe. Just text the word BIKE to 72881. Text the word BIKE to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide texter wins $1,000. You have another chance to win tomorrow at 4 o'clock every day, 8 a.m., 12 p.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., and 4 p.m., powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better bettor. Download the BetQL app today. BIKE to 72881. Good luck.
72881.
Yep. Okay. Now you got to split it with us if you win it, because otherwise you wouldn't have known about it.
Good luck getting that for my wife.
It's funny. So Kinsler yesterday, right? Like, is Girardi looking at it like this is the biggest spot in the game? We have to just stay in the game because we know we're not going to get a lot of runs off of DeGrom. This is the game right here. We could go to Velasquez. We could go to somebody else, but this is the biggest spot. And like, I guess for Joe's always been known to handle the bullpen very well. Well, I mean, you can't handle a bullpen if you have guys in there that can't throw. And that's what he had last year. This year, he's actually got some pitchers.
Yeah, big difference. It didn't matter what he did last year. Every decision he made was wrong. Just because we didn't have guys in the bullpen that were right. And so now he's got a lot of options, a lot of choices. But I think it's exactly what he did in that situation. He said, you know, it's 2-0. This game can get out of hand right now, and then it's over. Mm-hmm. And it really would have been if you gave up a bunch more there. But to shut him down, and, you know, surprisingly, the biggest thing was Rojas taking DeGrom out after 77 pitches when he had said in his pregame Zoom
it's 100.
That DeGrom was good for up to 100.
Yeah.
I'm like, that might be two innings for DeGrom. It's definitely one more inning, which would have shortened the one inning for their bullpen.
Yeah.
And to take him out there, you have to be elated if you're the opposing. Look at Nola a couple of years ago in Atlanta. I mean, we saw what happened there. One hit in six innings, and all of a sudden, the manager goes to the bullpen and cop up the game. It's there for no reason. I was just, you know, having his first start for DeGrom yesterday, I guess you could say there's a reason, but not if you say he's good for 100 pitches and you take him out at 77. It made no sense.
No.
Yeah, I can only imagine those guys in the clubhouse probably thinking the same thing on the Mets side. Like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing here? Why are we pulling him out of the game right now?
Yeah. And I mean, everybody in baseball knows it, you know. And you think the Phil's bats, those hitters over there aren't going, oh, thank goodness.
Right.
You know, even though they're bringing in Castro throwing 98 and May throwing 97, 98, it's like, but it's not DeGrom. Mm-hmm. And that's a big, big difference.
Big, big difference. Larry Anderson starting pitching. I mean, listen, Nola was pretty good. Wheeler was dominant, which was, you know, he was really good last year. That was a very good signing by Matt Klentak. That was the best start a Phillies pitcher has had, and I don't know how long, on Saturday.
Everything starts to me with the starting pitching, obviously. The first inning is very important. I had a minor league pitching coach that once told me that the first inning and the last inning are the most important. It's like the takeoff and landing of an aircraft carrier. That's the most important part of it. And so the starting pitching, you know, doing what they've done is just, it's phenomenal. I thought Nola was outstanding. He made a big mistake on the 0-2 pitch, obviously.
Yep.
You know, he just pulled it inside when he wanted it away. But I thought he pitched outstanding. And Eplin, I think Eplin is a big key to what the starting rotation does throughout the year. Don't be surprised if Eplin ends up winning more games than any of them. I mean, I'm not predicting that, but I am saying don't be surprised if he does, because I think he's really coming into his own, and really he's at a point now where he just believes when he goes out there that he can get anybody out. And once you have that, you've got a chance for a whole lot of success.
Yeah, you can see it. You can see the confidence that he has when he's out there on the mound. Team 4-0 LA, it's hard to find anything to nitpick at that they should get better at. But I'm sure there are some things there that Joe Girardi and his coaching staff can still harp on with these players. What have you seen in the four games that you would like to see them continue to work towards getting better at moving forward in the season?
Well, we didn't see it yesterday as much as the first three games, but the defense has been outstanding. Yesterday, not so much. A couple of misplays. And you're going to have those, especially with the wind, the ball in the center that Haseley, you know, broke back on. The thing that just baffles me is how he broke back so far before he realized that,
yeah,
wait a minute, the wind's going to knock that down. That was just really surprising. But I think the defense, you know, we talk about starting pitching being so good, but, Nola had some great plays made behind him. The defense just didn't make any mistakes the first few games. Yesterday, a couple mistakes, but it is certainly much better, and I hope and believe it'll continue to be good and get better. The other is the base running. Maybe being a little over aggressive on the base running, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't even know if yesterday, if you qualify that as over aggressive or just
not smart.
When you think about blinding speed, it was like he didn't realize he was blind when he was running. He thought he was a lot. He thought he was somebody he wasn't.
It's not J-Roll trying to get a triple on that.
Yeah. I mean, and he knows it. I mean, he knows it for sure. I think Harper, you know, obviously a couple of overly aggressive. I mean, I like guys being aggressive, but it has to be a smart aggressive. And I think, you know, the Harper had a chance to go first to third on a ball on Sunday, and he didn't. But yet on a ground ball to second, and it was a ball to center field. But then on a ball to second baseman, he tries to go to third. It's not making sense. I think it's just a little bit of overhypeness early on, or overexcitedness, I guess, trying to do too much. And I think especially when you're going against teams in your division and a guy like DeGrom, you're at second base and you got Harper and Realmuto coming up behind. Stop. Just plant yourself there. And that's part of just is being aware of what's beyond you, beyond that base hit. And whether you have to think about that running a base, so be it. But you need to be a little more aware, and we can't make those mistakes or it's going to cost us, you know, in the long run.
Larry Anderson will be with Scott Fransky tonight as the Phillies and the Mets, game two of their series. Marcus Stroman against Chase Anderson. Just wanted to get your reaction. I don't know if I think he's playing matchups. I don't know if he's resting. There is like kind of a day game yesterday, but Matt Joyce is in the lineup tonight for Andrew McCutchen. And then Reese actually has the night off. Brad Miller playing first base. Are you surprised that he's sitting guys in the fifth game, LA?
No. I think it's more matchups and guys that have had success against Stroman. And I think that's what it is. But, you know, getting rest early in the season makes you stronger later in the season. So I don't think it's, you know, to run guys out there every single day over and over and over early in the season, it takes a toll by the end of the season. I think give them a break now, and plus with the matchups, you know, you're putting your guys in positions to win a game, and but to have success, which is going to lead to winning games. And I think that's what he's doing now.
Yeah, you got a lefty on the mound tomorrow too, so maybe that's get the left-handed bats in there today, and then the right-handed bats in there tomorrow.
Yep, he's doing everything right so far.
Yeah, you can't do better than 4-0, LA. That's for sure.
Yeah, and you know what? If you don't win the first four, you can't go undefeated. So
you cannot. LA, real quick. Nick Castellanos got suspended two games after he scored on a play at the plate where the pitcher, right, after he pegged him, then he kneed him in the back, and he got up and he flexed at him. Suspended for two games, LA. Think
that's
that was
a joke.
Necessary? Joke.
It's a joke. It's an absolute joke. Major League, you know what? Let me just bite my tongue.
Yes, please. Please bite your tongue, L.A. Please, brother. Please.
Ooh, boy.
I certainly have more to say, but I'll save that.
Okay.
Yeah, wait till we see each other in person one of these days, yeah, or one of these years. One of these years.
We got to at least get you in the June or July before you. Yeah, at least get to June or July before you say something that's going to make people mad. So we'll let you get off easy in April. L.A., it's been great to hear you these last couple days. So I really appreciate you.
Fellas.
All right,
appreciate
buddy.
It, Larry. Yep.
See you in a week. Talk
all right,
to you
brother.
Week.
All right, there he is, L.A.
Yeah, I don't want him saying anything. Get him fined.
But
you start talking when you're a team official and you start talking about the league, the team gets held responsible for that, too.
Well, I mean, we could talk about it.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Absolute joke.
Yes.
There was no punches thrown or anything like that. It wasn't a brawl. They were running around out there chasing each other around.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he got pegged to start the inning. He got kneed and elbowed in the back by the pitcher totally unnecessarily. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, so what? He flexed at him. Good. I'm glad he did. Some excitement. It was an exciting play. And then you have to suspend him for two games. It's silly. Anyway, 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. 4-0 Phillies, Mets, and Phils tonight. Let's go to Tom in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. Tom, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, buddy.
Hey. Yeah, I just want to talk about the Phils. Do you think we got some baseball back in May here or what? Was that pretty exciting last night?
That was awesome. It's been an awesome start to the season. It's a tough way to live and die, right? Like, it's tough to keep winning games like this, but we'll take them.
Yeah. Well, Jack would know this. Like, being a pitcher, that's got to be kind of discouraging when you're on the mound and you see Harper waiting on deck, and he gets hit with a pitch. Then you got JT up next, then he gets on, and then, you know, you got – Segura, you know, straight on down the line. I mean, these guys are just getting hit. It's got to be kind of a little embarrassing for the pitcher there, a little, you know, nerve-wracking knowing that they what they're facing there.
Oh, Jack knows about that. He's given up a lot of hits in his pitching career.
All right, listen, Tom, enjoy the game, man, all right?
Ah, funny one.
Go Phils.
That was a funny one he got in there. I got shelled once, okay? I got shelled once, and it was because it was 35 degrees out. I was keeping the book, couldn't feel my hands.
Hold on, this was in college?
Yeah.
Didn't you have 11 career innings?
No, but, like, I didn't get, like, shelled. But this is the one time I got, like, shelled. I, you know,
it was 35 degrees?
Dude, it was 35 degrees, but down south, you know, I couldn't feel my hands. I didn't have a glove on when I was keeping the book, and I got shelled. I mean, what do you want me to do about it? How's a guy supposed to compete?
So, but you have to remain
you
ready.
You keeping score?
Well, yeah, because listen, as we you know, you win as a village, and sometimes I gotta keep the book. Hey, my sophomore year, I kept the book for 53 straight games. It was great.
Wow.
It wasn't great. It
All right,
wasn't
so
great.
Hold on. We how many innings did you actually pitch in college?
11.
Yeah. See, we talk about this extensive collegiate pitching career.
Wow. Listen, we got
11 innings
got
more
there
than me. I'm not saying you weren't an accomplished high school pitcher, and it is something to say that you pitched in college.
Under scholarship.
I know, but let's not go overboard here with the.
I know how to relate to these guys. Yeah, well, I know how to relate to these guys.
I wouldn't have said anything if the caller hadn't have brought it up.
Well, listen, everyone knows if they want to talk pitching, they know who to go to.
Right, exactly.
I'll nerd it out with them as much as
like,
they want.
Hey, remember that time where Slippery Rock got you for two runs in an inning?
No, listen, they were a top 25 team in the nation at that point.
Remember with Lock Haven, you got a 1-2-3 inning? Like, what are we talking about here?
I own Lock Haven.
All right.
Well, listen. All I know is that I wouldn't have gotten pulled at 77 pitches. I would have kept going. And one time I got pulled in high school. We got a lot of grand slam. We had a lot of grand slams. Our rivals, and I was upset.
How many inherited runners scored?
Yeah, if they pulled me after in the middle of the sixth. You know, I'm trying to grind through.
How many runners were on base?
I don't know. I think there was one or two, but eventually got bases loaded.
You think there was one or two? Yeah, it's the sixth inning. Jack's throwing 70 miles an hour.
Oh, I was Jackie.
The coach
I was
just like, get him the hell out of here.
I was Jackie complete game in high school. You know that.
All right.
You know all I did was complete.
Were you first team all county or all division?
I think I was second team all Chesmont.
All right.
What's wrong with that?
No, it's in it. I don't know.
Second team off Chesmont. I was a scholarship athlete. You know, it's not just the season. Like, this is what everyone forgets.
Here we go.
It's not just the season. Yes, I only pitched 11 games or 11 innings or whatever. Right. There's a whole fall I got to go through. We got two-a-days. I mean, listen, it's not just one year, one half a year.
We got two-a-days.
You're moseying up. Yeah, we have practice.
Jack's trying not to throw up from Milwaukee's best he's drinking the night before.
Well, you're not wrong.
Believe me, I know I'm not.
Oh, you always dominate after your little hungover. That's
David
the
Wells.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, man, I love getting going about this little pitching career.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I'm sorry, did you just call it a little pitching career?
Yes, it's 11 innings. That's why I had to say it. It's just like, let's, like I said, congratulations on going to Bloomsburg and getting a career ERA.
Ike got to a little Pro Bowl. I got it.
How do you want to go after me?
This is tough for you, linebacker. I think number 58.
Uh-oh. All right, what do you got? What was that now? We're talking about Nick Sirianni. All right.
Coach was talking about me. Was that me?
Coach's taking shots.
So he is a fan of Ike Reese or he isn't? Let me hear it again.
This is tough for you, linebacker. I think number 58. Number 58 can't make this football play.
So he's looking at old footage of the Eagles playing defense?
No, that was not me out there. But I knew as soon as I saw that on the coaching tape today that he would clip that and I would hear that at some point as a drop.
All right, 58.
Yeah, you can't cover him.
All right, 58, you can't cover him.
I don't know what team that was he was looking at. What was that?
I think it was Green Bay.
Is it Green Bay?
Yeah, Green Bay. In my head, though, it was the 2004 Eagles.
Yep.
Tom Brady looked off Ike Reese in the middle of the field.
Look who's on the line. Our friend Linda, who now calls from Ballackinwood, Pennsylvania. Linda!
Hello, gentlemen. Of course, I am proud as punch. Because, you know, I said that I thought they'd have a good year. But I'll tell you one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know me, which Ikey does a little bit, because I used to call him. I was one of the eye cats,
yep.
Me and Angel.
Mm-hmm. Man, you got a good memory, Miss Linda. She's right. You're an angel. Yes.
Me and Angel was the eye cat.
Yep.
Ike at night, honey.
Yep.
Forget about it. The smoothest show in the world. But now we have the smoothest GM in the world. And when they said Dombrowski, I knew we was on our way. I told everybody not to worry. He's going to work his magic, which he has. How about this bullpen? I'll tell you, I said the other night, looking at Bradley would make me drop the bat and run in the dugout. Look, he looks like one of the ZZ Top guys. I love the bullpen. Alvarado, give me a little pounding of the heart.
Holy cow.
Holy cow,
Linda. Yeah.
I know. I was crossing myself. I had the rosary near me. but as it turned out, we didn't need it. The only thing, and I'm not criticizing, I'm just wishing that they would be careful trying to steal bases when they're – I don't like them getting thrown out at third. That drives me nuts.
Yeah.
And
Harper's done it once, and he's done it a couple times last year. But, you know, I think chalk it up to Linda. They're trying to – like, Bryce knows that since he signed here that they haven't had the success that everybody was hoping for. And he's trying to put it on himself, right? So, got to be smart about it, though.
I'm not upset. I'm glad about Hoskins. He's starting to pick it up. I'm just very thrilled. And I'm proud, fellas. So, anyway, let me just stick my chest out a little bit. I'm glad you can't see that at my age. Anyway, I'll see yous later. I love yous. Take care.
All right, Linda.
Love you, Miss Linda.
Right, there she is. Linda now from Bala. Yes, she did. She was bullish on the Phillies this year. I had a 10-12 direct message from Angry Al last night. I told you 90 wins.
There you go.
He's already calling his shot.
Yep.
So, yeah. Listen, 4-0 is 4-0. Very exciting. Hopefully they can get number 5 tonight. And then tomorrow it's a 4-5 start, so we will lead you into the game. So it'll be Marks and Reese for the first hour. We'll give you a little leading off, and then we'll shoot you in for, well, listen. Maybe.
Should be a sweep.
Oh, man, could you imagine 6-0? Well, we'll see. 215-592. Listen.
Well, you got Nola going tomorrow,
You
right?
got Nola going tomorrow. You have Chase Anderson going tonight.
Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, if you're looking at Matt Moore last night, you know, the one thing that you do have to worry about is what is the back end of this rotation going to look like?
Dude, I don't even know what Chase Anderson looks like.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
If he walked in here right now
in
the hallway, I think he was an engineer.
I'm sitting here pulling it up. I'm like, okay, let me even at least look and see what he looks like.
Does he look like a Chase Anderson?
He looks like a Chase.
Yeah, he looks like
Does he?
Yes. Not as gritty as the one that we know, but yeah.
Oh, man. Chase Anderson. I wonder if he's named after Chase Utley.
Not likely.
I think he's in his 30s.
Yeah, not likely.
And I think he's from Arizona, so I don't.
He looks like a Chase, I would agree. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. Back to your phone calls, back into the conversation. Also, Nick Sirianni. So he did a video on Eagles, PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and spoke for a good 25 minutes. We watched it, we'll play some of it, and then we'll get your reaction and just kind of ask, where are you with Nick Sirianni right now? Marks and Reese.
That's a good Chase.
Yeah, that's a Chase. He's definitely
I'm excited.
Chase.
Indicate, separate. Come on,
man. He's excited. 215-592-9494. We'll take your Phillies takeaways as well. Marks and Reese on 94WIP, back with your phone calls. Hey, listen, let's talk about jewelry for a second. Because if you're, listen, I'm a married man. I have children. I have, you know, my mom. I need a good jeweler, right? And Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville is the only place that you need to go because you're getting the home team. That's Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking for an engagement ring, Mark's Jewelers, an anniversary present, whatever the special occasion is, you're shopping in a safe, socially distant environment with the finest selection and pricing of diamond jewelry in the tri-state area. Mark's Jewelers is a 25,000 square foot showroom, but still, when you're talking about service and you're talking about price, like, I don't want you to think because it's a 25,000 square foot showroom, the place is huge, but you're still getting that local business feel of you're getting the great service, you're getting great prices, you get the best price of jewelry in the tri-state area, and you're supporting a local business. Stop in and see the official jeweler of you. That's Mark's Jewelers. Details online, marks-jewelers.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.